Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keezer. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Tuesday, March 6th, 2018. Welcome to day 411.
Doug Jones in Alabama, folks, don't be fooled. He'll be a vote against tax cuts. He's weak on crime, weak on borders. He's strong on raising your taxes. He's terrible for property owners.
So
and
vote
Doug Jones
Roy Moore?
Is a doctrinaire liberal, which is why he's not saying anything and why the media are trying to boost him.
So vote Roy Moore?
I'm telling you that we want the votes in the Senate to get this tax bill through.
Kellyanne Conway violated the Hatch Act on two occasions, according to the Office of Special Counsel. The special counsel referred its findings to Trump, quote, for appropriate disciplinary action, end quote. The Hill and ABC News say in her official capacity, Conway endorsed and advocated against political candidates during two television appearances in 2017. The Hatch Act prohibits government employees from engaging in political activities. The Office of Special Counsel is not affiliated with the Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. Next, the Daily Beast and Washington Post say Trump's personal attorney received leaked closed-door witness testimony from within the House Intelligence Committee. Stephen Ryan, a lawyer representing Michael Cohen, contacted the lawyer of David Kramer, who's a former John McCain staffer, about information inside the Steele dossier that could help Cohen. The dossier alleges that Cohen met with Kremlin officials. Kramer's lawyer, Larry Robbins, declined to help Ryan and reported the conversation to the House Intelligence Committee. Robert Mueller, meanwhile, has requested documents and interviewed witnesses about two or more episodes involving Russian interests and Cohen's involvement. Back at the White House, the Washington Post and CNBC say Trump tweeted, "There is no chaos in the White House, but there are some people I want to change because he is, quote, always seeking perfection." The tweet comes a week after Trump called Jeff Sessions disgraceful, Hope Hicks resigned, and Jared Kushner's security clearance was downgraded. Bloomberg and CNBC say Trump believes Gary Cohn will resign if the administration follows through with tariffs on imported steel and aluminum. Cohn, Trump's top economic advisor, has been working to stop the tariffs, which threaten to cause a global trade war. Yesterday, Paul Ryan said he is, quote, extremely worried about the consequences of a trade war, while urging the White House not to advance with this plan. The tariffs, Ryan's spokeswoman said, would jeopardize the economic gains from the recent Republican tax cuts. Meanwhile, Sam Nunberg says he'll probably cooperate with Robert Mueller's subpoena after all. Yesterday, the former Trump aide appeared on multiple cable news programs to announce his plans to defy the special prosecutor's demands. The Associated Press and Axios are now reporting that Nunberg has conceded that he'll likely find a way to comply with the requests for testimony and documents. Quote, I'm going to end up cooperating with them, Nunberg said. Meanwhile, CNN and The Hill say the ranking Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee wants to interview Nunberg as part of his Russia investigation. Adam Schiff said Nunberg's assertion that Trump knew about the 2016 Trump Tower meeting before it occurred is an area that the committee needs to explore. Nunberg said he would be willing to testify. Quote, I would go there, sure. Next, the New York Times says Kim Jong-un may be willing to negotiate with the U.S. on abandoning its nuclear arsenal in exchange for security guarantees, according to South Korean President Moon Jae-in. North Korea would suspend all nuclear and missile tests while the negotiations are in progress. It's the first time North Korea has indicated that it's willing to negotiate away its nuclear weapons. Trump tweeted, quote, we will see what happens, exclamation point, end quote. Next, The Hill says the Trump administration will allow hunters to import elephant trophies on a case-by-case basis, breaking with Trump's earlier pledge to maintain the Obama-era protections. The Fish and Wildlife Service issued a memorandum last week withdrawing its 2007 Endangered Species Act findings for elephants from Zimbabwe and Zambia, saying that, quote, the findings are no longer effective for making individual permit determinations for imports of sport-hunted African elephant trophies, end quote. Trump previously called trophy hunting a horror show. And finally, Vox says that according to a White House report, the benefits from major federal regulations between 2006 and 2016 outweighed the costs, The report, which was released by the Office of Management and Budget last Friday, estimates that the aggregate annual benefit from the Obama-era regulations was between $287 and $911 billion, while the estimated aggregate annual costs were between $78 and $115 billion, and that's measured in 2015 dollars. In the end, the regulations offered a net benefit of up to $833 billion. And in the polls, Quinnipiac says 64% of Americans disagree with Trump's stance that a trade war would be good for the United States and easy to win, while 28% say they agree with Trump's position. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. 1. Michael Flynn is selling his house to pay for his legal bills after he pled guilty last year to lying to the FBI. 2. House Democrats are calling for an ethics investigation into the practice of lawmakers sleeping in their offices. They argue it's an abuse of taxpayer funds. 3. Nashville Mayor Megan Barry resigned after pleading guilty to felony theft of more than $10,000 related to an affair that she had with her former police bodyguard. Barry has agreed to reimburse the city. 4. West Virginia lawmakers have reached a deal that's meant to end a teacher's strike by raising their pay by 5%. The strike has resulted in 9 consecutive school days being closed across the entire state. And 5, the 2018 congressional midterms begin today in Texas. You can go to the main website to see the 4 most important races, and we have 6 storylines to watch. Remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines brought to you by Matt Keiser. Until next time, I'm Joe Mdidis. 2. House Democrats are calling for an ethics investigation into the practice of lawmakers sleeping in their offices. 3. Nashville Mayor... I can't do that.